All right, you listen to Business Eye here on Dublin South of FM. And in the studio now, we've James Garza of Trillium Financial Services.
Hi, Park. How are you?
Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me again.
All right, we're going to do a series of podcasts covering different areas in the financial industry. And one that particularly grabbed my interest, and what we're going to do here for the first interview, is the benefits of a self-administered pension.
Okay. Well, one of the benefits for the self-administered pension is it allows you to invest in alternative type investments. Now, you can do the traditional stuff as well, or you can have a mixture of the two, but it really allows you to have alternative type investments. So the question is, well, what is an alternative type investment? So you can go into individual stocks and shares if you wanted to. If you wanted to buy UK equities, US equities, stocks and shares, or even Irish ones as well. And you can buy properties as well, individual properties. You can go to commercial properties, non-commercial properties. You can go in a syndicated investment. You can actually also borrow in a pension as well. Now, not to buy a property entirely. They normally loan to values around 50%.
All right, let's look at the Irish obsession for property then. Like, what are the advantages of buying a property via a pension?
Okay.
Via the self-administered pension.
Okay. Well, I get a lot of Irish clients that want to do that, particularly that want to invest, as you say, the obsession of property and owning property. And this allows you to buy a property, again, like I said, on an individual basis, individually. So if you see a property down the road, let's say you say, I want to buy this property and I want to rent it out to someone, you can actually vet the renter. You can actually collect the rent and you can do repairs on the property itself. Now, you can't invoice the pension company for the work done, because, you know, basically you're paying yourself. But again, you can do that yourself. And also, it has to be at arm's length. So you can't live in it. You can't put any family members in it. It has to be arm's length. And all that rent that's coming in, you can actually collect the rent as well. But you have to deposit that money into your pension account, your self-administered pension account. And that money is all tax-free.
So you're talking about the rental income is tax-free?
That is correct. The rental income is tax-free. And also, Parag, if the property value grows, it is also tax-free.
So that's the other big angle is, of course, when you sell a property, you pay what's called capital gains tax, which is 33% in Ireland. So what are you saying? You're selling to me, if you buy, you have to buy the asset through
the
pension, right?
That is correct.
So let's take a house, for example, for 400 grand and you put down your, I suppose for a buy to let, I don't know, is it 30% or let's say 120 grand through your pension, buy it through your pension.
Yeah. So you can do a mortgage on your pension. So you'd have to have the cash in it, or you can get in with other people. So like, let's say you have a pension, your wife has a pension and the two of you want to buy that property. And the example you gave was 200 grand. So let's say you have 400 grand, sorry.
400 grand, yeah.
You have 200 grand. Your wife has 200 grand and the two of you goes in together and buy that one property. You can do that. So you do have to buy cash. You cannot do a mortgage on it. But again, let's say that 400,000 property is generating, let's say, 1,500 euros a month in rent. It's in Dublin. That 1,500 euros goes into, well, it'd be 750 each because, you know, you bought it 50-50. And it doesn't have to be 50-50. It can be 70-30, 60-40. It doesn't make a difference. But in this example, let's make it 50-50. So 1,500 comes in, 750 goes into your wife's pension and 750 goes into your pension.
Right.
And let's say now you've had that property for 15 years and now that property is worth, let's say, 700,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So now you've got a 300,000 growth on what you originally bought it for 400,000. And now let's say you want to sell that property. So you sell that property for 700,000, 50 goes into your wife. 50% of that. So 350 goes into your wife and 350 goes into your pension.
So you're writing off tax.
There is no tax on that at all. And then when you retire, this is the great thing, Park. When you retire, you can take out 25% of your pension tax free up to 200,000. And then you can dictate the amount you want to take out on your pension so you don't go up on the tax bracket. So it's a great way, number one, to save money on taxes now, number one. And number two, the ongoing investment that you save taxes along the way. And you can look at some of that coming out tax-free and you have full control of your tax liability on the money you withdraw.
Right. Okay. Okay. Let's look at another asset class, stocks and shares. I mean, you're an expert on the US stock market.
That is correct.
Do you take clients through the process of advice on investing their pension on the shares?
Well, what I do normally is I've got clients that come to me and ask me about stocks and shares, and I can then say to them, well, this is a stock you could look at, or this doesn't look so well, and give them some advice of what the economy looks like, what's going to affect that stock, what's the future prospects of that stock, and also look at, you know, what does that fit within your risk profile? Because, you know, you have to make sure that you're investing in the right product, number one, that fits your needs, that's suitable for you. And then how does it, you've diversified across different, as you say, asset classes.
Yeah.
And the great thing about the self-administered pensions is you can own stocks and shares and you can own a property at the same time. So you can say, you know, if you had a pension, let's say it's 100 grand, you can say, well, I want to put 70,000 into a property and 30,000 in stocks and shares. So you can diversify and you get full control. So the word self-administered pension, you self-administer.
And do the same tax advantages apply to stocks and shares
Correct.
As to property?
Correct. So that you don't pay tax on dividends. And you don't pay taxes on capital gains.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. All right. I suppose another big thing about self-administered pension is you're cutting out the middleman here.
Correct.
You're getting straight through to the fund manager, is it? No.
Well, you're getting straight through the pension trustee companies who you're going directly with. So basically what you're doing because you're self-administering is that you are then administering your own pension and you're taking that into your own hands. So like, for example, properties we talked about earlier, you do have to pay an administration fee to the pensioner on an annual basis, but you don't pay them to manage your property fund as such. You're managing it yourself and you're taking that into your own hand. So whether you have a pension with any other life company, let's say an Aviva, Irish Life, Zurich, or what have you, is that those pensions, you're paying the life company their fees, and then they hire a fund manager where you invest it, and then they're charging you a fee as well. So you're paying fees to the pensioner, and also, which is the life company, and also the fund company. And so therefore, you can eliminate the fund company and just invest, or just pay the fee to the pensioner.
All right. Okay. So there is also, as regards the contributions to the pension, there is large scope go to whatever contributions you can make.
Correct. Well, as we know from the financial crisis, a lot of people have not put money or contributed to their pensions in the last 8-10 years, let's call it. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that now people are saying they're now looking again because things that the economy is turning and we can see it more and more. And the thing is that we're seeing more people now wanting to contribute because they want to take some of their money that they're earning and avoid paying. Instead of paying it to the exchequer or to revenue, they want to pay it into their pension instead. And if you're particularly at a 50% tax bracket, you need to make sure that you are saving as much as you can in taxes. And so one of the ways is sticking into the pension. But what happens then, Parik, is that then you get hit with pension maximum amounts that you can hit. So, you know, 115 is the maximum you can shelter, or that not 115 is the amount of income that you have that you can then put your 25, 30, depending on your age bracket, 35 or 40%. So let's say you're at the 25%. At the 115, so the most you can contribute is $28,750. And let's say, like, I'll give you an example. I had someone that was making $150,000. They're paying €75,000 in taxes. Well, if they went and put in the $28,750, they're still paying an extra $50. Okay? So what they could do then is they could look back and say, okay, well, I haven't contributed for the last 10 years. So what we do is we then look at the years of service. And then what we do is look at their revenue and their benefits in kind, it's their income that they're bringing in. And then from there, we can say, okay, based on that, you haven't made contributions for the last 10 years or 5 years or whatever. You can do what's called catch-up contributions to bring you up to date. And therefore, if you have larger sums of income, you can put that into your pension.
Right. Okay. Now, since you were last on the show, we had a number of inquiries, but one particular very interesting inquiry was from a listener asking, would it be possible to put his own company pension contributions into the self-administered pension?
So yes, you can. So a self-administered pension is like an umbrella. And so basically under that umbrella, you can have PRSAs, which is a personal retirement savings account, which most people have PRSA. You can put executive pension schemes.
Right.
You can put retirement bonds. So if you used to work with a company, Power again, you've left that company and now you're working on your own or you're working for another company, then that pension you've left it over there, you can transfer that into a self-administered pension and it what's called a retirement bond. Or if you're in retirement, you have ARF, an approved retirement fund or approved minimum retirement fund. They all can go under self-administered pension. That's why I say it's an umbrella. It covers all types of pensions. So the self-administered, whatever situation, whether you're an employee, you're a director, or you're in retirement, you can get a self-administered pension. That's for everyone, Par.
Great. Okay, James, listen, you're the go-to guy here for the self-administered pensions. If you can just, I suppose, give listeners details there where they can maybe get in contact and find out more.
Okay. Yeah. So again, it's James Garza, G-A-R-Z-A is my surname. That means heron or crane in Spanish. I'm Mexican-American. And you can go to my website, www.trillium.ie, and you can email me james@trillium.ie, or you can contact me on my mobile at 086-073-9902.
James, absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks, Parik.
And really looking forward to having you back here next month.
Appreciate that, Parik.
Okay. You listen to the Business Eye here on Dublin South FM. On today's show, we have James Garza of trillium.ie, and now we're going to take a break for ads.
Dublin South FM.
Are you one of the nearly 10,000 Brazilian nationals living in Ireland? Would you like to study with Unigran, one of Brazil's finest universities? Unigran is one of the first Brazilian educational institutions to offer graduation and post-graduation courses to Brazilian communities overseas through our online distance learning method. And we have now opened in Dublin. Take a positive step for your future with Unigran.
Por favor, entre em contato conosco no telefone 0156-32-365 ou nosso e-mail secretariadublin@unigran.br ou visite nosso site www.unigran.pt.
Unigran, a única universidade brasileira na Europa e agora na Irlanda. Não esqueça de nos ligar. 0156-32-365.
Would you or somebody you know like to quit smoking this spring? If so, psychologists in University College Dublin can provide free, evidence-based help to quit smoking. Register today to join a new study and receive free help to quit smoking this spring. If you are aged 18 years or over, smoke 10 or more cigarettes per day, and have a smartphone, you will qualify for the study. To learn more or register, visit www.ucdsmokingstudy.com or call 089-454-7055.
Insurance exams coming up? Alpha Insurance Training is here for you. With over 27 years experience, we're a comprehensive insurance training service that will help you achieve your goals. Our training sessions are personalized to you, your budget, your knowledge level, your learning style, and even your location.
Please visit alphainsurancetraining.ie for all the information you need. Don't waste your time with inefficient studying. Master your exam with alphainsurancetraining.ie.
Everything's fine on 93.9, Dublin South FM.